Okay, so we have a special speaker today, Kevin Nguyen, which helped organize this event for our church to come. He's going to give a short testimony, so if we can ask the back room to change the next slide, and we'll be ready. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. In my church, I usually happy Sabbath, so I'm going to say happy Sabbath to everyone today. As you can see, I'm a small, tiny man. I cannot stand up to that mic. So, but praise the Lord that everything I do, it's through Him, and by Him I can do everything. So this morning, I'm going to give a testimony about how God has changed my life. And before I start, I would like to invite everyone to join me for the word of prayer. Dear Lord, my God, thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you so much for you bring us here today to worship you and Lord, and give me a chance to share my testimony. Dear Lord, please give me wisdom, give me strength, and you guide my lips, Lord, so that everything I say will glorify your name. I pray of this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Okay. Again, my name is Kevin Nguyen. And I grew up in Vietnam. I just come to America when I was 17 years old, and I've been in America for 7 years until now. I still have many things to learn. I'm still no better than anyone. My life might be easier because I just graduated from college, but still I'm no better than anyone. I remember the time when I first came to the US. I was in high school. I didn't have too many good many friends. I spoke Vietnamese all the time, most of the time, to the Vietnamese student group, which I hang out with usually. My English was not good back then. I know many people after a year, people know about me, but they don't really know me. They know about me, but they don't really know me. I just have a yearning to be accepted, to be belong to a group. So I began to hang out with the people that, you know, look cool, because usually they usually have a lot of people around them. So I began to hang out with the people in my Vietnamese group. I drank. I do some of the gambling when I come to their houses. I do many things that I'm not really proud of when I think back now. I remember I did have a lot of headache because of the consequence of drinking. Well, that's the consequence that I never forget. You know, you headache occasionally, or if you drink more often, you have headache more often. I spent 4 times on a freeway, the 91, you know, the Riverside Freeway. But praise God that He still preserved me. And that's why I'm standing here and sharing my testimony with you guys today. I do many bad stuff back then, like drinking, gambling, many other things that I'm not really proud of. But deep down inside of me, I know that what I'm doing is not right. I know that drinking when you're not 21 is not right, and drink a lot of alcohol with this small body might actually kill me. I know it's not right, but still do it, because I just have to just want to belong to a group, just want to be accepted. I was really lonely back then. But long story short, in a college fair day, I saw a recruiter from La Sierra University, which is a Seventh-day Adventist college, a Christian school. She was standing at her table by herself. Other table like UCLA, you know, like all the good school, prestigious school, they have many students around that table, but only La Sierra University, the recruiter standing by herself. And I thought about that, and I think she's lonely, just like me. Nobody want to talk to her, nobody want to be around her, so I decided to keep her company. I come to her table, I talk to her, I get an application, and thanks God that I turned in the application, I got accepted to the La Sierra University. And since then, my life was changed completely, positively. I really enjoyed it. I rejoice it when I think, every time I think about my decision. And praise God that He helped me get into La Sierra University. I had a chance to read the Bible more often. I had a chance to ask questions, which I always ask when I was in high school. I always ask why there is so many suffering, many chaos, many unstable things around us nowadays. Who is Jesus? Why everybody more than I don't know how many out there, but probably more than a billion people that believe in Jesus, believe in God who created this world. I want to ask question, why? And at last year I have a chance to. I meet many people. I had many friends that really different from my old friends. And it also, I think it's a blessing from God. I have met friends that brought me to MRT Vietnamese Church, and I had a chance to read the Bible more regularly. I pray more. I talk to more people about Jesus, and I just had a chance to touch Him with all my heart. And praise God that He led me to Him, and I read the Bible, and I really enjoy that he redeemed us already. Everyone in this room, everyone out there, He redeemed us, and He's always waiting for us to come back to Him and praise Him, praise His name. And this is the Word of God, which I really enjoy, and I praise God that He gave me the Bible that I can read every day. I can search for Him whenever I feel down, whenever I have difficulty in my life, and He always there for me. And He promised that. Seek Him first with all His heart, with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, and He will add everything else unto me. And I believe He will do the same thing for everyone in this room. So praise God and seek Him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Amen. Next, I would like to invite Daniel to take the stage.
You guys hear me? All right. I don't think I need the mic. So energetic today. Okay, today I'm going to talk about New Start. So we're going to have a little bit of interaction. Next slide. Choices. No matter where we're in life, we can make choices. For instance, I woke up today and I put on a blue shirt, right? As my church knows, I always put on a blue shirt, but I could choose to put on a red shirt. Can choose to print on maybe like green, maybe not so green during Christmas. But no matter where we're in life, we can make choices. Next slide, please. And today I'm going to talk to something about something called New Start. Can you repeat New Start? Say New Start with me. New Start. All right. Now, N stands for nutrition. What is it?
Nutrition.
Okay. E is?
Exercise.
W is?
Water.
S is?
Sunlight.
T is?
Temperature.
A is?
Air.
R is?
Rest.
T? All right. We're doing great today. Next slide, please. Okay, nutrition. How many meals do we eat a day? Hopefully three. And one of the most important meals is breakfast. So why is breakfast important? When you wake up, you have your energy has been depleted from the previous night of rest, right? So when you eat a really healthy breakfast, you have that energy to last throughout the entire day. If you skip breakfast, what happens is your body starts eating up your energy reserves and even can eat up some of your muscle. So if you want to be like big and strong, then make sure you eat breakfast. So what do you want to eat every morning?
Breakfast.
All right. Next slide, please. Okay, now we're going to talk a little bit about what to eat. You know, when we eat, there are so many options out there. If you walk by maybe like convenience stores, you see sometimes like Skittles, and you see like maybe a banana, or you see potato chips. What we're here to talk about a little bit is what good things to eat is like the miracle food, right? You know how some people are like, hey, I have the miracle food for you. And what the miracle food is plants. Plants are vegetables and fruits. So why? Okay. First things that helps with your digestion, it has vitamins and minerals. Next slide, please. Now, let's begin looking at it. So it's like, Dan, how do you know that vegetables and fruits are good for you, right? Who are you to say that that's the best thing out there? All right, so let's take a little bit of science. Here, we have a piece of beef. This is about 3 ounces. And this is what they call the micronutrient profile. How many vitamins and minerals are in this piece of beef, right? So to be healthy, you want to hit 100% of your targets of vitamins and minerals. If you hit that target, what happens is you beat off cancer, you feel healthy, and you feel pretty good. Now, if you constantly eat just beef, for example, you get a good source of iron, but take a look at those other values. Vitamins A, 1%, calcium, vitamin D, 4%, right? Just keep those in mind. Next slide, please. Okay, now let's look at an orange. This is just one orange, mind you. So if you eat one orange a day, you have 160% of your vitamin C. And if you eat beef, no matter how much beef you eat, you're not gonna get enough vitamin C. So this is one short example of why vegetables are good. Next slide, please. Now, again, revisiting this is beef again. We're gonna compare beef with lettuce. Next slide. All right, lettuce. You know, sometimes lettuce might be boring, it just might be fluffing out there, and you're like, oh, I don't know if I wanna eat it, I might just toss it. But if you look at lettuce, it's actually an amazing ingredient. It's an amazing ingredient that God made. God made all these things so we can consume and be healthy. Now, if you look here, vitamin A and vitamin K is 50%. This is just one cup of lettuce. It's not that much, right? Remember, if you eat all this beef, there is no way you're going to get your vitamin K there. Okay, next slide, please. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about exercise. What exercise does, it helps you control weight, helps with your blood pressure, helps prevent cancer, helps with depression, and gives you a positive attitude. Now, next slide, please. Now, in exercise, you don't have to lift weights, be a marathon runner, swim many laps. You can do many things. So first off is a breathing exercise. What you can do is, all right, I want everyone to try this with me, okay? So breathe in, like really intense, like this. Hold it. I have to talk. Sorry. Then let it go. So you can feel your back muscles are relaxing. Your mind is at ease. So let's do it one more time. Breathe all the way in. Hold it. Let it go. So when you feel stressed out, try to do some breathing exercises. Next thing is what we call dynamic stretching, right? There's kind of a new science out there saying that this regular type of stretch, when you hold it, it's not quite good. So whoever is able to, I want to ask everyone to stand up. I know some people might not be able to. Sorry, I know you came here to hear the Holy Spirit, but we're gonna sweat a little bit. Now, the first dynamic stretch is pretty easy. When you stand, just do a lift like this. So do it 10 times. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, give a round for everyone. Okay, the next thing we're gonna do is we're gonna ask you not to hit your neighbor because we're all friends here. This is a little bit different than what you're used to, is we're gonna do stretches of our legs. We're gonna go back and forth. So we're gonna go 1, 2, right? And we're gonna do that 10 times. Ready? So right, left. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. All right, good. Now, let's do one more breathing exercise. Breathe all the way in. Hold. No, exhale. Okay, now with your arms, you want to loosen up your arms a little bit, so do circles. So 10 times, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, last time, one last breathing exercise. Breathe all the way in. Exhale. All right, give your hand a round of applause. Okay, now everyone can take a seat. Now, when you exercise, sometimes it sounds like, oh, this is so boring, I don't want to do this, but you can make it a game. So when you're in the park, sometimes when I'm in the park, I would go around, like today, I'm going to do 5 laps around the park. And I do 5, okay. And I see someone like a stroller pass me, I was like, all right, I'm okay. Now next day, I'm going to do 6. Next day, I'm going to do 7. So keep a game for yourself, and keep that number in mind. Next thing is, if you have a buddy, go ahead and exercise with a buddy. It just makes it a lot easier. And if you have any exercise questions, we're gonna be eating together, so you can feel free to ask us or ask me and another friend. Okay, next slide, please. Now the next thing is, what is it?
Water.
Okay, louder?
Water.
All right. You know the ocean out there? You know, we're so blessed to be, just kind of have the ocean there. The body is 70% water, right? Enhances circulation. And they ask, how much water should I drink a day? What you want to do as you get to know the Holy Spirit, also get to know your physical body. Get to know how your body reacts. So when you drink water, just drink as much as you feel thirsty. Next slide, please. Okay, so in California, what do we get a lot of? All right. One more? What is it? Okay, so the sun is a source of life, where this is something that's God-given. If the earth was, I think, any closer than the sun, then we would burn up. If it was any further, we would freeze. So we have this perfect harmony that God has created for us here. Now, for the sun, how much is good for us? About 10 to 15 minutes a day is good. It actually does some magical things. When you get sun, it generates vitamin D, and it makes us happy. So, you know, sometimes I don't feel good. I would just, like, walk out with my friends and just get some sunlight, then come back. And then I'm feeling happier. And what happens? I just got some sun. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to overdo it. Make sure you cover up, if possible, and wear some long-sleeved shirts. Next slide, please. Now, T is for... Now, your body is a temple, and what you put in it affects you. Next slide. Think of it this way. What you consume goes into your blood, right? And what your blood goes into your brain. So when you drink a lot of water and you exercise, then what happens is a positive benefit. So what we just ask is, think about what you consume, because it doesn't go out. It will go in your body and process it. Next slide. Okay, air. Air is more important than food or water, and your lungs are important. Be careful what you inhale. When you're outside, do those breathing exercises. You want to make sure that you try to get to some clean air and just make sure to breathe. Next slide, please. Now, R is for rest. What happens is when we have a long day, we want to make sure that we get a good night's rest. And in order to get a good sleep is you exercise. And one of the best things is you seek a relationship with God and pray before you sleep. Just go on your knees and just say, "Dear Father, I've had a really rough day, and please help me out. Please help me have a good sleep." Next slide. Okay, trust. Trust is one of the most important things that we have. And most important, so I'm going to ask, trust in who? Who should we trust the most? That's the second thing you should trust most. So we should trust in God. And I just want to end with a verse in Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. So with that, that concludes the health part. And I want to say thank you.